To the other end of the economic spectrum now, and a story about an effort to make affordable housing available to those who need it. In recent years, the focus on the country's housing policy has been home ownership. That's meant a loss of tens of thousands of affordable apartments. Officials in the Chicago area say they've come up with a preservation plan that could serve as a national model. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
First, the numbers. About 4 in 10 families in Cook County, that's the city of Chicago plus a number of surrounding suburbs, are renters. They have about 835,000 rental homes to choose from. And Suzanne Cannon, the head of the Real Estate Center at DePaul University, says only about a third of those units are considered affordable.
By that we mean affordable to a family of four making $30,000 a year or less, which means that it would rent for about $750 a month. Or less.
But like a magician with a wand, it's been a game of now you see them and now you don't. The number of affordable apartments in Cook County has been vanishing over the past 5 years, while the rental demand has gone up. And in less than 15 years, Cannon says Cook County could lose nearly 80,000 affordable rental units. So the Urban Land Institute, the MacArthur Foundation, and others have set up a rental housing action plan they call the Preservation Compact. Under the plan, a developer looking to buy or fix up affordable rental units would be able to get a low-cost loan or grant from a $100 million fund. Julia Stash, a former Chicago housing commissioner, now at MacArthur, says the foundation is providing the seed money.
If buyers can't act quickly when affordable properties are offered for sale, affordable units are lost. If troubled buildings can't be stabilized, refinanced, and then sold to responsible preservation owners, then buildings again can be lost. If current owners can't keep their properties well maintained and affordable, then once again, there's a likelihood that these buildings can be lost.
There's more to the Rental Preservation Compact than money. The DePaul Real Estate Center will track the county's affordable rental stock. Another provision will help building owners with energy costs. And if federal subsidies are about to expire on a building that offers affordable units and the landlord wants to sell it, a rental housing alliance will help tenants look for new owners committed to low-cost housing. That's all good, says Mabel Guzman, a director with the Chicago Association of Realtors, if neighborhoods, landlords, and tenants all agree that affordable rentals are an asset.
But I think they're opposed to it in some communities where they feel we have enough, and we really want to see more homeowners coming in. Because generally, the belief is that homeowners really have a vested interest in the community.
Many people think everybody should be a homeowner. But that's not going to happen.
DePaul's Suzanne Cannon says the country has done a remarkable job of moving people to home ownership.
What we need to understand is that there is always going to be a demand for rental and that we are in danger of losing affordable rental housing.
Blame the losses on the rush to turn apartments into condos during the housing boom, increases in rent on the remaining rental stock, teardowns of poorly maintained buildings, and expiring federal subsidies on others. Those are all predicaments the Cook County Preservation Compact is designed to address. Its advocates point to the Lorington Apartments in Chicago's Logan Square neighborhood as a prime example.
Can you show me around?
Yes, sure. This is my youngest son's room.
Myra Casasolo shows off her apartment, a two-bedroom place she's lived in with her two sons for about 10 years. Casasolo makes $28,000 a year and pays a third of her income in rent. There are lots of condos in Logan Square now, and housing prices have skyrocketed. When the owner opted to sell the Lorington apartments when the building's federal subsidy ended, Casasolo and other residents worked with a neighborhood group to find a new buyer and financing. Casasolo says it was crucial to keep the Lorington's 54 units in the neighborhood at a cost its residents could afford.
My thing is, if I'm the one who works full-time and still cannot make it, imagine the other people who are elderly, most of all, hey, I want a place for my sons to be able to stay. I don't think it's fair that you're just being kicked out because the neighborhood is nice.
A nonprofit developer bought the Lorington, and affordable rents will remain in place for another 20 years. The Preservation Compact's goal is to have that type of ending for another 75,000 rental units in Cook County. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.